Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing page Tzadi Gimel. This is the very end of Simen Shin Gimel. See if him Chav Vav Chav Zayin. This is unlike most of the rest of the Simen. It's very, very much Halach L'maisa about hair care on Shabbos. Not so much Halach L'maisa for me, but for people who have hair. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Si'if Chav Vav. Asur L'klova Yisha Sarah B'Shabbos V'lo L'hatir Kliyasa Avi Cholo L'achlok Sarah. That a woman is not allowed to make a braid in her hair on Shabbos, nor to undo a braid on her hair on Shabbos, but she is allowed to part her hair on Shabbos. And says the Rama, V'yeshosim lachlok sara. Some say she's not even allowed to part her hair on Shabbos. Dainu lasos a shaitel. It doesn't mean a shaitel. It means something else. It means to make some sort of a part. V'chein nagu leser lasos ali de keli, avul betz v'bialma nagu lahakel. And the minig is to ask her to use a kli to make such a part, to brush her hair from one side to the other, but to do it with the fingers is okay. To use your hands to part the hair is okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Pei Beis L'Kloa Midrabanan Mishum Dedami L'Binyan. This is an Issa Drabanan because it's considered similar to Bona. K'didashin and Allah Pasuk Ve'even Hashem Elokim Esatzel Melamed Shekolak Rosh Baruch Hu L'Chava Ve'viel Adam. That Chazal Darshan on the Pasuk where it describes Ve'even Hashem Elokim Esatzel that Hashem fashioned Chava, that it means that Rosh Baruch Hu braided her and brought her to Adam V'shekein B'krachayam Korin L'Kalayasa Binyasa. And Krachayam, they refer to a braid as binyasa. So on some level, it is considered akin to binyan, and therefore on a drabbanan level, it's going to be aser. Now, when it comes to curling hair, the Marsham in Chelichesim Nundal is quoted here by the Dirshu that it's mutter to curl hair on Shabbos. However, the Minchas Yitzchak, he says that with young children where there it's the derech to curl their hair, tzarech iyun, if we could be matir such a thing, because even though they're not doing an actual braiding, but it does stay for a long time. And as far as curling the payas, if someone has chassidish style payas, so Ketos HaShulchan writes that we can be melamed zchus on those who do so, because b'derech klal, they're already somewhat curled, so you're just tightening up the curls. You're not really working on making the curls to begin with. That's the limud zchus for curling the payas. Avala kolea nimen betolish, back in the Mishbura, avala kolea nimen betolish chayiv mishamorek. Now, if you have strands that you're making a braid out of that are not your hair, that are just like strings that you're braiding, so that's oreg. That's a different malacha. That's weaving. Over here, it's not considered to be oreg because it's mechubar l'rosho. It's still attached to your head. So there is no oreg when it's still attached to your head. And furthermore, it's not going to stay that way. Because ultimately, you're not going to keep the braids in your hair forever. I mean, maybe dreadlocks would be different. I think those are meant to stay forever. All of the, right, we had that Shaila once with a Geirus candidate that had dreadlocks. So the only way to get rid of them is shaving them off. But she didn't want to. So to shave them off. So can you let a Geirus candidate tovel in a mikveh with dreadlocks? Okay, so it's a discussion in the postkin. If one braids hair in a wig, in a shetel, then that's not bona, but it's oreg, because it's not attached to the head. And even though it's not sofal iskayim, it's at least aser mitrabanan. But don't make a stink about it if no one's going to listen to you anyway. That's a good rule in life. And you shouldn't also undo a braid because it's similar to soser, meaning whatever the opposite of bona is soser. So if it's bona to make the braid, it's soser to undo the braid. In the Dir Shov here, he quotes from Nissim Karelitz that if you just take out the rubber band or the ponytail holder that's holding the braid together, that's okay. Meaning that's not you undoing the braid. The braid may undo itself over time after you pull out the ponytail holder, but that's not called undoing the braid. V'yeshos in lachlok sa'ara mishum chashash tulisha. Some say that you can't part the hair because of chashash, you're going to be tolish the hair. V'adeh rishona de mekal svirlei kivudeinu miskavenes lezav lapsik reshehu. And the first opinion that's Mekel holds that since you're not having kavana and it's not a psik resha, you're not intending to remove any hair, that's why it would be mutter. Says the Shulchan Aruch Siv Chav Zayin. also lisok b'masrik b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to comb your hair with a comb on Shabbos. V'avilu also shosim b'seir chazir. Even if your hairbrush is made out of pig hair, which is apparently a very soft bristled brush, shi'ev shoshol yakru saros. Because when you brush your hair, you're going to remove hairs from your head, and that is an isra of gozes. Avol mutar lochov ulefases biad. But you're allowed to straighten out your hair with your hands, because then it's not guaranteed to pull out any hair. Sivkat and peyeh in mishmura also lisrok mishum tlisha seir aguf. David told the gozes, you're going to be pulling out hair from your body, and that's going to be a violation of a tolda of gozes. I should have mentioned before that they do discuss spraying a hairspray on one's hair, and whether that's a problem. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoting Shmir Shabbos that that's also a problem of bona. Anything that's going to hold the hair in place in a unique form is going to be a problem of bona. It could be that if it's already in that form and it's just firm it up, then it would be like the payas that are already partially curled. Okay, she'efshar v'alkein af meinu mechavin l'tlisha ser gam kenaser. Since it's by definition going to pull out some hairs, even if you're not, that's not your intention, it's still going to be aser. Why? David p'sikreisha, because it's a p'sikreisha that it's going to happen. In the Sharet Zion, he points out, and what if you hold that a p'sikreisha delo nichle is mutter? What if you hold like the sheet of the Aruch, which is one day on Shulchan Aruch, that a p'sikreisha delo nichle is mutter? We don't generally pask in that way, but he says, nevertheless, over here, it's still going to be aser, because since you're trying to separate the hairs, and that's and it's impossible to separate them neatly without pulling out the strays, so it's not considered lo nichle. It's nichle that you want the strays to be put out of the way, so therefore it's a psikresha de nichle, and that's why it's going to be aser. Ube gemari yisod de kol asorik lasher nimen amadul dalin the hainu she nitl shuktas v'adayin lo nekru legamri miskavin. And the gemara says that whenever you brush your hair, you're intending to pull out the stray hairs that are not really going in the right direction, k'dei lahafredetiv sarosov, so that your hair will look neat. V'nafkamina mizeh, v'nafkamina as to whether it's a psikresha or whether it's a davra miskavin, tafil b'masrik rach, even if you're using a very soft brush, enu psikresha gam ken aser, where it's not going to be a psikresha. If it's a davra miskavin, then it's going to be aser even if it's not a psikresha, im lo b'ofen shei mechamin le'esh alasher nimen, unless it's really not your intention. Kasa b'sefer Yeshuas Yaakov, then he quotes some charifos from the Yeshuas Yaakov, where he writes, re'isi anasha mekil m'lisar okosha m'shabbos. I've seen people that are mekil to comb their hair on Shabbos, u'kemat nasa davra ke'eter etzlam, and they tend to think that it's mutter. V'oile enayim shekach ro'os, woe unto eyes that see such a thing. Lavar b'shot nefesh l'chal Shabbos b'yadayim, that people are going to, with such chutzpah, go and be m'chal Shabbos b'yadayim, u'me'aroi l'kol chacham b'yira l'hazir al zeh. Every chacham in their city needs to warn people about this. U'lai yishmu v'yichum musr. Just maybe, they'll listen and they'll take musr. Ad kan devarav. U'mashim eshim shemukruch l'sakin sarosuk v'dei shal yizkadeh b'fnei chaveirav. I, the pushback you're going to get from the community is they're going to say, but I can't look like a mess. I have to look like a neat person. Halo yochel lasos b'ofen aheter. You're able to do it in the ofen aheter canal. Like we said, you could do it with your hands. Could come on v'sivkon pei zayin. U'mavad kol zeh. And aside from all this, halo yochel lachof l'fasvei sarosu b'yad. V'lo mi'avri yisur chomer kazeh b'yadayim. That first of all, you have one way of doing it, b'derech heter, that we're about to learn. Plus, you could just do it with your hands, like we already learned. And therefore, why would you violate an iser b'yadayim? Sivkat pei zayin shlo ye akru sarus mikol makom mutul sakin ma'at esarosh beklia asui miser chazu d'dafka lisro kasser bo demesher sera v'sakin ma'at shari u'masir kasser af bazeh v'nogu shia klia asui miser chazu miyuchal l'shabes klia shuyem mechzikov din duchal. He says, if you have a very soft bristled brush, you could slightly fix the hair. To really comb the hair is also even with a soft bristled brush, because that's going to pull out the hairs. To use a real comb, that's also even to just slightly fix it, because that's going to pull out the hairs. But the combination of both factors, soft bristle brush, and you're just being masaking a little bit, that's going to be mutter. But then he adds another factor. But if you use the same brush that you use the whole rest of the week, that's uvdu d'chol. So you need to have a Shabbos tikka, soft bristle brush. So you got to get a brush that doesn't really work so well, not really use it so well, and make sure it's a special Shabbos tikka brush. That's the way to do it. Ulefaseis biyad, haynu shemavdil biyadav sarosav zumizu, to separate your hairs with your hands. Uberamba misa, chofif al saro biyadav v'chochich b'tziparnav, avafim nafal seir al yidizeh inu choshish. You let it scratch your head, and even if some hairs come out, you don't have to worry about that. Shein kavanos al ashir v'efshar shalo yashir. Because it's not a psik reshe, and it's not a davar miskavin. It's a davar shein a miskavin. Vayin lakaman v'sim shin chavav sivtes, v'yod v'mishabur sham, shalyach v'davar shemesh yisair vadein. And certainly you're not supposed to scrub in your hair anything that's going to for sure pull out hairs. So to review what we learned tonight, first we learned that a woman is not allowed to braid her hair nor unbraid her hair, but she's allowed to make a part. And there's a machlokes, rather, between the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether she's allowed to make a part in her hair. And then we learned that it's asr to comb the hair, but the derech heter is to either use the combination of a soft brush and very soft moving around of the hair, or to use her hand, to use one's hands in order to straighten out the hair. And the Yeshus Yaakov said that it's a very terrible thing that people don't seem to pay attention to this halacha. One has to be careful not to do something that's going to be a psik reshe, that they're going to pull out some hairs. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Simin Dalid Shin, the halachos of Eved Tzuval Shvisaso. Okay.